Okay, thank you, Clerk. Let's call the appropriations meeting back into order. The time is 2:18. And, okay, committee. Congresswoman Redcorn will not be able to be with us until a little bit later. So what I'd like to do, if it's okay with the committee, let's focus on the reductions in the ARPA bills, and let's bypass Congresswoman Redcorn's, and if we can, let's move to ONCA 2509, item 12, which is an act to amend ONCA 2159 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for water and sewer repairs and improvements to the Hominy Indian Village and the Hominy community in the amount of $2,785,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to start off by saying, if it's all right, Madam Chair, the conversation earlier today in the beginning of this committee meeting after Mr. Frazier's report brought up some really good questions, and there's been a lot of good conversation had over lunch and in between our breaks. And I just want to say I appreciate the patience that Treasury has given us and all of the information and all of their time in coming to us today with a lot of moving parts that are going to seem confusing. And I'm going to try my best to say, to talk about a reduction, and then if it's a large reduction, talk about where it's going to be, not replaced, but once we reduce the ARPA dollars, it will go in its place. And Treasury will help me with that. I know Rebecca has been at every drop of a minute. If I call her, she's right there for us. And so I want to say thank you to Treasury for that, and to the two colleagues that helped me get here today, Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Redcorn. It's a big haul, and I know there will be a little bit of confusion. I appreciate you, Congresswoman Rebard, for letting us go through the reductions first. I know it's hopping all around, but I really feel that would be a good course. So with that said, this bill that's in front of us reduces the original appropriation. So if everybody wants to take a look at Mr. Frazier's report that he gave today, it's the sheet that has ARPA state and local fiscal recovery funds. And if you see here, the original appropriation for this bill in front of us was ONCA 2159, and the original appropriation was $3 million. Today, we are reducing that appropriation by $215,000 as a reduction in ARPA dollars. And I'm going to would like, if it's okay with Chair, for Ms. Rebecca Motala to be able to speak to this also. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, this is going to be a reduction. When we got into this project, it was noticed that there is not going to be a need for the full $3 million for the Hominy senior housing. So the reduction is going to help some of those shortfalls where we are increasing ARPA request on the other side. Some of those requests can include Gray Horse. Gray Horse needed an additional $777,000, I believe, to complete their Gray Horse sewer project. So that's kind of one area where this is going. Another area is we also are increasing Hominy senior housing. Again, we saw earlier today that we released some tribal funding that was for Hominy senior housing, and this is going to kind of replace and shore up those budgets and contracts.
Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Madam Chair, I don't have any other questions, if anybody does.
Any questions regarding this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So I was just reading through the support documents, and there's a lot of different numbers here. So I'm trying to figure out what are we really doing? Because I'm seeing different numbers in the legislation than what I see on the support documentation. So the original appropriation, help me, was how much? $3 million even. And that was in 2159 for $3 million. And of that $3,215,000 is left. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And so what this piece of legislation does is it lets that okay, I'm trying to figure out what we're doing with the $215,000. What does this piece of legislation do with $215,000?
Madam Chair.
I defer.
Rebecca?
Yes. Is Craig Walker still on the line and Jan Heyman?
Yes, this is Jan. I'm online.
Jan, can you give a little bit of explanation of what that 215 does for the Hominy sewer project?
Yes, the $215,000 that has been spent was for site reconnaissance, identifying the issues, the infrastructure issues at Hominy, and looking at cost estimates to having those identified issues fixed. So part of those funds, again, were identifying those issues, and we were able to apply, there's some applications in to fix the issues using federal funds, which would alleviate the ARPA funds for other projects that are needed. So that's very quickly what the $215,000 was used for.
Thank you. And so then the $2,785,000, okay, I'm just reading the title, to the executive branch for water and sewer repairs. Okay. I don't know. I'm pretty confused by just the language of just this bill I'm reading right here. So it's my understanding the $215,000 has been used. What's happening with the $2.7 million? Where does that go? I don't see in this legislation where it directs that to go. But it doesn't say that in the body of the bill.
It's a reduction of the original appropriation, so it's amending the original appropriation at a reduced rate of $215,000. This is amending that original one. Rebecca spoke that the $215,000 is then going to be utilized because then it's released and put back into General Treasury within the ARPA fund, and it's going to be used on other projects that are allowable through ARPA appropriations. Did I say that right, Rebecca?
Yes, I just wanted to correct. It's the $2,785,000 that's going to be, that is being reduced from the original bill. So what will be left in that bill is the 215, already expensed.
I'm backwards, sorry.
But that's why I'm asking the question, because it doesn't direct what's happening. This bill doesn't, and maybe it doesn't need to, but it's very confusing because it doesn't direct what happens to this $2.7 million. It's up in the title, hanging there. And maybe that's just what we need to do. We just need to appropriate $215,000 to $21.59. But are we sure we don't need any language to direct the $2.7 million back to the general fund of the Treasury, back to the restricted? Because it doesn't do that. This bill doesn't do that. And I don't know, does anybody else see it that way? Okay. I can't see what's happening there from this legislation.
Okay, any of these reductions are going to go back to the general fund. There is one bill that had money that came out of, part of it was out of the general fund and part of it was out of retained revenue. So there is some question, we'll have to talk to the treasurer about how that one will be treated, whether it has to go back to retained revenue or whether it's lost its identity and will just go back to the general fund. But yeah, if it doesn't direct it to go somewhere else, then it just goes back into the general fund to be appropriated again, which we're doing through some other legislation out of the general fund with the, still with the ARPA restrictions. So it's just reducing the original appropriation that came out of the general fund. It's going back into the general fund for further appropriation.
And so when you guys did the appropriation bills for the ARPA funds, when you guys got to where you were doing the appropriations, did all of that just come out of the general fund of the treasury, or was that a, restricted, unrestricted, a non-tribal
ARPA? They're designated ARPA funds, but they were within the general fund and the treasury. So they just kept track of them, and then we have to, then we were able to appropriate them. So we were appropriating out of the general fund for the most part. 99% of them were out of the general fund designated as ARPA funds, and the treasury was keeping track according to, you know, the requirements of the ARPA restrictions.
All right. It just seemed like that 2.7 million needed to have some language to tell it that, but I guess I see it now. Okay. Thank you.
I see what you're saying.
Chair, I have a question. This is Alice.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Since we have Jan on the line, so what could you, so out of the money that each district got for villages, we know that Pawhuska's need was more than what we allocated for. How much did Gray Horse use for theirs, out of theirs? And then you're saying that only Hominy's village only had a $217,000 need?
No.
Chair, may I answer that?
Yes, ma'am.
So the, as Rebecca mentioned, there's an additional need at Gray Horse of about 775,000, I believe. And 215,000 has been used, but that's not the whole need for Hominy. We were able to secure grant funds through the Bureau of Reclamation to fix all of the fire hydrants. And we also have a grant application in to fix all of the manholes at Hominy. So there were some needs. We were just able to secure federal funds for that, which would relieve the ARPA funds to be able to use for other projects. So kind of looking at the bigger picture, in terms of the three villages, Hominy had a better infrastructure, newer infrastructure than Gray Horse and Pawhuska. So, and we spent a lot of time trying to work on identifying those issues to make sure that that was accurate as we look for the projects. But it wasn't just a $215,000 need. There were additional needs. We were just able to secure federal funds to address those projects, to address those needs, I should say. Were there any needs that were not met? Or without a breach? I do not believe so. Not in terms of what could be used with the ARPA funds. There were some discussions with the Hominy Village that there are some other issues that need to be addressed, but those were not able to be addressed using the ARPA funds because of the stipulations of those funds. So we do have some of those other issues on our radar and have been looking at future possibilities to address those issues. But because of these funds being solely water related and water infrastructure related, those needs have been, or we're working on addressing those needs. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other questions? Okay, committee. Any action?
Move to report ONCA 2509 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Oh, I'm not even on this committee.
Okay, thank you, committee. Reminding Congresswoman Lemon, you're not on this committee. Just kidding. Thank you for your vote. No, just kidding. She's here to work. Okay, let's see the next. Then if you guys are okay, let's move down to ONCA 2514. Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. 2516, which is number 18 on our agenda, is an act to amend ONCA 21-61 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act projects by the amount of $25,432 and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this was a pretty simple one, but I will turn this over to Rebecca and let her explain it.
Ms. Rebecca?
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2516 directly impacts the IT portion of this bill, as well as the emergency management of this bill. In reconciliation of both of those departments, it was identified that a lump sum of $25,432 was not going to be utilized in time by our deadline of 12/31/24. With that said, the amount that is being reduced in IT was $5,318, and the amount that was being reduced for emergency management was $20,114 for your total of $25,432. This original appropriation had lump sums to several departments, so I know that may be a little confusing, but I wanted to make sure that that was broken out for easy understanding.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. Committee, are there any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just want to, because I'm taking a few notes here. So what's going back to the general treasury is $25,432?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, committee, any action?
Chair.
Yes, Speaker.
Motion to report ONCA 2516 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. If we could, let's move to ONCA 2518, which is item number 20. It's an act to amend ONCA 21-80 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVAC systems in the amount of $190,003 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Bighorse is the sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this one here I looked at, and it's just a have-to situation. But with that being said, I'll let Rebecca explain further detail.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, same kind of type of situation. Treasury met with all directors and secretaries to go over what was left in their original ARPA appropriation. We met with this team. We also had our procurement officer in on this too to look over the contracts that can go over when we're installing and updating our HVAC systems. And we came to the conclusion that $190,003 was not going to be utilized. That can be reduced.
Committee, any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2518 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item would be ONCA 25-19, an act to amend ONCA 22-109 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats for flooring improvements in the amount of $12,020. And the sponsor is Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I do remember us discussing this as far as the need for the flooring improvements, and we provided that, and they have a little bit left over. So I guess, is there any question?
Committee, any questions? Okay, any movement?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 2519 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. I'd like to move to item 23, which is ONCA 25-24, an act to amend ONCA 2215 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the museum, language, and cultural departments in the amount of $269,208 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This has several components to it. I'm gonna let Rebecca speak on the sum totals from the museum and the CARES continuation of language and culture for better clarity.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rebecca.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, again, 2215 was similar to 2161. It had several lump sums of money that was appropriated. And so I kind of wanted to break this out. $15,661 would go back from language. $142,422, from Cultural Center that was left over. And $111,125 from museum was also left over. And so those combined equal your total of $269,208. And I just wanted to reiterate that Treasury met with each director and was given some deadlines to get contracts in or POs or supplies in for any of these departments. I worked pretty closely with the procurement officer as well as the directors to ensure that everything was captured for them. So this is gonna be the reduction you'll see in their budgets.
Okay, committee, any other questions regarding this bill? Speaker Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2524 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is 24, ONCA 25-25, an act to amend ONCA 22-81 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village in the amount of $454,362 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. Again, these are ARPA dollars from a project that weren't utilized in the completion of the Gray Horse Chapel expansion. They weren't needed. Therefore, this particular piece of legislation appropriates the amount that they actually needed for the project, and the leftover amount then will return to Treasury, which is the sum of $454,362.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2525 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. 2525 has passed committee. Okay, that those deal with the legislation that have reductions. Congresswoman Redcorn will not be able to join us until about, I think it, clerk was at 3:15. And so we have 30 minutes, but we do not have any other reductions. Okay, then let's, yeah, that's fine with me. Let's see where we are. Let's go to, number 25 is ONCA 2526, an act to amend ONCA 21-75 to increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation in the amount of $221,578 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So now we're going to talk about increases in appropriations of ARPA dollars. Where we've done all of our reductions, we can now move into the increase, except for Congresswoman White Redcorn's stuff. But anyway, this is going to be an increase for our broadband. And Rebecca, did you want to say anything about the need for the increase?
Yes. We've worked pretty closely with each department, letting them know what our ARPA guidelines were, what our interagency agreements were going to look like. Broadband is going to have an interagency agreement. They have worked closely with our grants director. An interagency agreement has been drawn up, and this is so we can obligate the funds and the operational cost of this department to continue on through fiscal year 25 and through 26. We worked pretty closely with, at the time, Jim Trumbly. I believe now we're working a little bit with Drew in the interim stage to ensure that this interagency agreement goes through and we are able to continue using these funds after the 12/31/24 deadline.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
I know we've talked a little bit, and Ms. Rebecca too, a little bit about interagency agreements, but I think it would behoove everyone to hear what the interagency agreement's ultimate goal is and why we are allowed to do them and how they're going to work for us. Do you mind giving a little bit of an overview on that, either Clark or Rebecca? If that's okay, Madam Chair?
Okay, this is my take on executive on the interagency agreements is they didn't want to extend the date timelines. So to me, it's, if you really looked at it from an accounting concept of substance over form, I think they're essentially doing an extension because you're able to do an agreement with yourself. And then that gives you more time to spend the money. but they're not using the wording extended timeline because
past December 31st. Right. So another way that I think that some people could maybe wrap their brain around it would be that if there's an interagency agreement and we're going to have those in place through several programs and departments, if one agency ends up needing a little bit more than what you think the Treasury thinks they're going to need, or one program is going to need a little bit more, because you have an interagency agreement, those monies can change over and fulfill a spot that, let's just give an example. This is a hypothetical, but we could just say that, two of our programs, one of them, program A is not going to need all the money that you thought, but program B could use it. Therefore, the interagency agreement allows you to be able to utilize it in program B and release it from program A.
Yes, and that's why we over-appropriated, as it came up earlier. So if some program was going to use $200,000, ends up only using $150,000, then there'll be other pots where we can put the $50,000 that wasn't spent, so we can ensure that all the money goes out the door and we don't send it back to Treasury.
Thank you.
Committee, do you guys have any questions about the interagency agreements? And thank you. I think it is important because we're here and we hear this all the time. We expected it, and we've seen a draft of one of the agreements. But in that, prior to, I had asked that, we have a copy of those interagency agreements. We know that they can't be fully executed because the number isn't in there. But I would like to see those in draft mode before the end of special session, just as a record. So that 5 years from now, when we're here, someone's here and what did they do? That Congress, what did they do during the ARPA phase? And that we have a story to tell with the interagency agreements on file as an official document, whether it's executed or not. I'd like for us to have a draft of what we're saying that we're going to do, because it's important. Those are my comments about the agreements. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Does the Treasury or the executive, do they have a compilation of how many of these agreements are going to execute? I mean, I agree with you. I would like to see them, and I don't know. I think we could attach those to a committee report for a record, for the congressional record, that this is what has been presented by the executive, and attach it to a committee report, and that way it'll be a congressional document that we'll have. I don't know how you want to deal with them, but I agree. My question is do they exist right now? Do they know how many agreements there's going to be? Is that something they've already discussed?
I think that would be good. Rebecca, you want to list out the actual departments that will have agreements? And last I heard, Forbes was reviewing the language. That's our third-party consultant with regards to ARPA, and maybe give maybe your comments on whether we could see those agency agreements during this special session.
Madam Chair, I can give a list of the programs that will likely need or will need an interagency agreement. They are broadband, which we just discussed, will need an interagency agreement. IT will need an interagency agreement. Something to note here is we did reduce the IT budget by $5,000. However, there will still be an interagency agreement that is going to happen for IT. Butcher House, Harvest Land, Burial Assistance, they will all include interagency agreements. The museum will also have an interagency agreement. Senior Housing, Fairfax Operations will have an interagency agreement. Senior Housing Hominy Operations will have an interagency agreement. Visitor Center Operations will have an interagency agreement. And Wheela Pahuska Operations will also have an interagency agreement. These are identified because these programs are going to roll into fiscal year 25 and 26, and they may be receiving program income, which then comes restricted. And at that point, we want to ensure that we're accounting for this money and we have it already allocated. It is okay if we do not meet the restricted income. It's okay to come under, because the expenses will be applied as the revenue comes in. They will not be applied beforehand. So we would never run into an issue where we don't have enough funds. These interagency agreements allow us to move and to ensure that we do not send money back to the federal treasury.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to also possibly alert the committee and anyone, of course, members listening in, and then because we have also spoke that we may need to be considered doing an interagency agreement with the health complex due to the assisted living dollars. And the assisted living has not, the contracts are there, that the ground hasn't been broken, and any revenue that they would bring in and projected that they would bring it would also be restricted. So therefore, we talked about that shortly. Rebecca, if you want to expound upon it.
Yes, so, and there were two. It would be the funeral home as well as the assisted living. There are two. I don't know just right off the top of my hand when the completion date is, but I do know if it is before the end of calendar year 2026, if any revenue is received, it would then become restricted. My hope is to go ahead and do the interagency agreement and then come back once we know more of what that completion rate looks like. I don't intend for them to bring in a lot of money firsthand, but I do want to make sure that we're covered on all of our bases to ensure that we're not sending any money back to the federal treasury. So an interagency agreement will be drafted up for those two.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions regarding the agency agreements? Okay. Would that be possible, Treasurer, that we could get a draft of your interagency agreements that four of us are looking at before the end of special session?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Okay, committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Are we finished 25-26?
I believe so. Are there any other questions? Or, I'm sorry, Jordan?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we get into the bills increasing ARPA appropriations, I wanted to make note of something for the committee. Treasury is requesting that Butcher House and Harvest Land receive $2.1 million and $1.8 million in tribal funds, respectively. Their justification is that these could be funded with interest income earned on the ARPA funds. That's what they submitted as the increase to the projected revenue. However, that interest income is unrestricted tribal revenue, so Congress could use it for anything that they like. So as we look at the ARPA appropriations, I just wanted to make the committee aware of that because there may be opportunity to redirect some of these funds that they're requesting to go to other things. You could redirect those to cover the operations at Butcher House and Harvest Land and free up some tribal funds for other uses if there's any interest in that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Frazier. Okay. Committee.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes.
And I kind of want to piggyback off of what Jordan is saying with the ARPA interest. So within these interagency agreements, we are going to have to state how these funds are going to come about. So for Butcher House and Harvest Land, the interagency agreement is going to be restricted revenue, but I never wanted to run into a place where we say we're gonna receive, you know, $3 million, but we actually only receive $1 million. So that is the justification for making sure the ARPA interest is there, is so that they are fully funded to continue the operations through 25 and 26. Again, this is going to be a lot of moving parts. Any restricted revenue that we receive off of any projects that were built with ARPA funds, all of those funds become restricted and add on to our ARPA disbursement, and they come with the same guidelines. That is the reason for the interagency agreements and for the overprojection.
Thank you, Rebecca. Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congressman Bighorse.
I just want to ask a question about ONCI 2526. I don't know that we discussed it yet even, did we? What is that extra money going to be used for the $221,000? What are they going to put that toward? Does anyone know? She did say it earlier. Please, would you tell me again?
This is going towards... Let me make sure I'm straight. 2526 okay. Is broadband. They have an interagency agreement that's going to be for the operation of that department. It can go through wages, their operational costs.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll make a motion to report ONCA 2526 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. Let's see, are you, can we pop up then to item 22, ONCA 2520, an act to amend ONCA 22-62 to increase the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the burial assistance program in the amount of $1 million and to establish an alternate effective date. And Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was just a little error on this. So there is an amendment, and it should be in your email. The amendment is going to be on page 1, lines 29. Strike $1 million and insert $1,500,000. What happened was we appropriated $500,000 back a while ago, and we just overlooked inserting that. So we'll be adding $1 million to the $500,000. Rebecca.
Thank you. Yes, that is correct. There was $500,000 appropriated originally. We're asking for $1 million. This is also a department that has an interagency agreement. With this interagency agreement, this is going to be the area that we utilize should another department not be able to complete some of their interagency agreement. For example, you know, if we have a turnover in an area, for instance, you know, if it was broadband, butcher house, whatever it may be, if there is a turnover or maybe a contract, the company doesn't exist anymore, they're not able to fulfill that contract, the burial assistance will be utilized, as we know the needs of the other departments are not going to be using those funds. That's where the interagency comes into play with the $1 million for the burial assistance. So any expenditures in there will only be utilized should a department not be able to fulfill their obligation with the interagency agreement.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Rebecca, I think it's really important to also talk about how the $500,000 that is already in there will not be touched at all for any of these interagency agreements, and that the conversation has been had with Ms. Kimball concerning this particular fund being used. It's really, this is where it gets really confusing for a lot of folks to understand that that $1 million is in there, but it can't be used for burial assistance. But they're not going to touch the $500,000 either that will be used for burial. I think, could you get a little bit more explanation on that?
Yes, the $500,000 that has been appropriated originally to the burial assistant has already been expended. So we wouldn't go back and touch those funds. Those funds are expended. They have the $500,000. They've utilized the $500,000. The $1 million in request is only going to be used if we incur expenses that we feel need to be moved over to burial assistance should another department not be able to fulfill their obligation within their interagency agreements. And it can be a small contract. If we have a contract for $20,000, maybe this contract can't be fulfilled. We've only spent $5,000 of this contract. That $15,000 would then, if we don't have this interagency agreement and we don't have this $1 million of a pot to put in here, we would have to send that back to the federal treasury. And burial assistance is a good way for us to be able to reimburse ourselves for expenditures, because we know we are going to have expenditures in the burial assistance.
Okay. Questions, committee? Okay, let's go back to Congressman Big Horse's amendment. Would you like to restate your motion?
Yes, ma'am. Page 1, lines 29, strike $1 million and insert $1,500,000.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Okay, any other action on the bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2520 to Congress with the due pass recommendation. As amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. Okay, listen, it's 3:04. We have Congresswoman, Clerk, could you call Congresswoman Redcorn? Oh, she did? Okay, wonderful. Let's. Okay. Well, gosh, I hate to hear that because I was going to entertain a recess until 3:15.
Well, you don't second. Have to wait for me.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman, but we got to get regrouped here.
That's totally fine. You can recess. I mean, not like you need my permission.
Okay. Well, the committee said okay, so we'll get back here at 3:15. Thank you.
I'll be right here.